Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. When I was young, I would play a game where I went around the room asking all the adults to give me their eyeglasses. As you can imagine, they were pretty reluctant to hand their eyeglasses to a kid. If they did, I would try them on. In some, the correction was so subtle that I barely sensed a difference. When I put others on, the correction was so profound that I felt a little disoriented. My brain struggled to make sense of the information that was coming in. Sometimes I'd even be a bit wobbly. The lenses people wear have a dramatic effect on their interaction with the world. With corrective lenses, if the eyeglasses are correct, then people can function almost normally. But if the lens is not correct, the effect is dramatic. In reading a post by a colleague this past week, I started thinking about how people wear different lenses based on their experience, their culture, their country of heritage or origin, the social connections they have, their relationships. So many things affect the lens that each person looks through. To be sure, for over 700 years, and probably even longer than that, people from Europe have centered their culture, their governance, their civilization as preferred. As people with that lens went out to explore the world, they assessed those they encountered against their way. Often the judgment of the other was harsh and critical. The Eurocentric view was held as superior, and the European heritage folks tended to love their neighbors by helping them be civilized in the right way. Of course, some people were not even seen as human, and they were treated more like livestock to be bred for their strength and their work. For those typically brown and black and indigenous-skinned people, their lens was quite different. Over the past half century, and really quite a bit longer in the United States, people whose lens is not Eurocentric have been raising their voices, and they have been consistently told to be quiet or how they should appropriately speak their concerns. Over and over again, the more the Eurocentric culture told them to be quiet, they have continued to raise their voices. They have advocated for a culture that acknowledges and honors other experiences, other points of view, other cultural identities. Similar patterns exist with people whose lens is cisgender and heterosexual. So often when members of the LGBTQIA community have raised their voices, they have been shushed or told when and where and how they ought to speak. The effect is too often that the LGBTQIA experience is minimized and outright denied. Enter Jesus. As he and his followers depart from Jericho, along the road is this blind man, Bartimaeus, this blind beggar. I heard it noted that Timaeus was one of Plato's most celebrated monologues. In Hebrew, the prefix bar indicates son of. It's kind of like for us Scandinavians, Johnson. So this blind beggar is the son of, well, philosophy. If this character's name means anything, it suggests that he represents the philosophy and values of the larger culture of that day, that which is revered. And he is blind, cannot see. But hearing that it is Jesus who is walking by on the road, he calls out the disciples and others, shush him. Tell him to be quiet. But he would not be silenced. He cried out all the more. And where the narrator calls Jesus of Nazareth, this beggar calls Jesus Son of David. The beggar Bartimaeus situates Jesus as in the line of historic and promised sovereignty among the Jewish people. Now, Paul Nechterlein notes in his commentary that this event is the conclusion of a long series of events along the way. We've been hearing those over the past several weeks, nearly months. These events are bookended by the healing of a blind person. You may remember that other event where Jesus put saliva on the eyes. It kind of disgusts us in this day of COVID. Put saliva on the eyes of the blind man and enacted, well, a partial healing. And then Jesus laid hands on him and his eyes, his sight was restored. Nechterlein writes that biblical scholars typically recognize that this portion of Mark's gospel from 8:22 to 10:52, because we all think in chapter and verse, right, begins and ends with the healing of blind men. In between, Jesus tries to get his disciples to see his death and resurrection. But they are blind to it. One might say that those predictions about being put to death that Jesus offered and the disciples not understanding and therefore Jesus having to instruct them because they've been jockeying for positions of, well, the best places. You see, in the midst of this, Jesus is trying to fit those disciples with corrective lenses about who they are following. But they do not have eyes to see. While this episode is of the genre of healing stories in the gospel, it is not about healing in a literal sense as much as it is about helping people to see and recognize what the reign of God really looks like. And disciples fail. And still, Bartimaeus is sitting on the roadside, calls out, and Jesus responds with a word that opens his eyes to the new reality of the reign of God. Unlike the earlier blind man restored to sight, Bartimaeus casts off his cloak, runs to Jesus, and after the restoration of his sight, he follows Jesus. Luis Menendez Altuna notes that the cloak suggests that this beggar comes from some means. Yet this beggar, turned follower of Jesus, casts off his worldly prized possession to follow Jesus. And Jesus, this time, does not deny him. In fact, immediately after this event, Jesus and the disciples begin preparation for entry into Jerusalem that last week. A question before the faithful may be put like this: will today's followers of Jesus behave like the inner 12? Responding to Jesus' call to discipleship by competing for the best place? Or will today's followers cast off their worldly prizes and perspective and see the reign of God through Jesus' eyes? I submit that those like me who are of European heritage, recipients of a Eurocentric and, well, cisgender, heterosexual worldview, are called to move by faith beyond the blindness that can come with this heritage. Then the faithful will see with clarity the fullness of God's love and grace. I'm told that the colors are beautiful after cataract surgery. May it be so for the church today, restored to sight by the Lord.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.